Magandang umaga, beautiful morning, everyone, mga kapatid, brothers and sisters, my relations. My pronouns are she, her, siya, S-I-Y-A, siya. Interestingly, very few folks have asked me what it means. Well, I'll tell you, siya is the third person pronoun that is neuter gender. It can pertain to both a man or a woman, or any other gender. Filipinos sometimes point with their noses. We say, "Da ay maganda." She or he is beautiful. So we can begin to adapt that word. I welcome you to siya, and say siya is singing. Siya is very sweet. Siya is peaceful. You only have to use the plural pronoun they in English. The Filipino language is somatic in nature. The words express our relationships with one another constantly. For example, we have a prefix, ka, K-A, that when put in front of a word expresses a connection. For example, again, ka diwa. Diwa is derived from Sanskrit. A quarter of our words in our language is derived from Sanskrit. We were part of the Hindu Vijayan Empire, after which the spattering of middle islands of the Philippines are named the Visayas. Then we became part of the Majapahit Empire. So Sanskrit diwa, diwa, the word diwa in Filipino comes from the word deva, and it means spirit. So, you know, we have Sri Devi, which is the female form of deva. Kadiwa means of the same spirit. Kakapwa means of the same inner self. Kapatid means sibling. And literally, it means of the same cut. Cord. Patid means cut. Mahal kita means I love you. But literally, it's translated as mahal, love. Kita, we, but poetically it's love, me with you. I love languages, all the sounds of various mother tongues from around the world. So we find ourselves now in these challenging times of a pandemic, racial tensions and violence against BIPOC folks, Black, Indigenous, people of color. I invite you to close your eyes and go inward for a moment. As we are readying for the seasonal change from summer to autumn, this is the time to slow down even more, even with this pandemic, to reflect on our lives and how we are living. Take a deep breath, and with each exhalation, begin to relax the top of your head, the space between your eyebrows, smoothing the brow. Take another breath, and on the exhalation, relax your cheeks, your jaw, your lips. Take a breath and relax your throat, your heart area, your solar plexus. Take another breath, soften your belly muscles, and let the breath flow down your hips and legs, through to the tips of your toes. Take another deep breath and send that breath through the layers of the earth till it reaches the core, the heart of our Mother Earth. Snuggle there. Feel her warm, unconditional love, support, and embrace. With another breath, bring her love back up through the layers of the earth into your body. Breathe in through your toes. Allow the breath to travel back up your legs to the base of your spine. Spin that breath up your spine through each of the vertebrae. Take another breath. Let it go up through your throat, up to the area between your eyebrows, to the middle of your brain, then out through the top of your head. Let that breath then reach the stars and fall back onto earth gently. Feel that you are the conduit between earth and sky. Let Mother Earth's love clear away any cobwebs or discomfort. Take another deep breath. Feel totally relaxed, safe, soft, and present. Let go of expectations and suspend any judgments. Quiet your inner voice. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. So our ancestors came from, were brought, or immigrated here from all over the world, except for the indigenous, original indigenous peoples on North America and South America. North America, though, called Turtle Island. Indigenous peoples believe that the earth is alive. They take only what is needed from Mother Nature. They believe there is a spirit in all things. They were and are the changers, the counselors, the diviners, the herbalists, the teachers. There are shamans from Southeast Asia, including the Babaylan, my tradition, Mombuki from the northern part of the Philippines in the mountain province, Catalonan from the central part of Luzon, the Tagalog region, Taga, Ilog, Tagalog. There are the shamans from Japan and Korea, Mongolia, Tibet. I met the shamans in Japan. I met the shamans in Taiwan also. There are the Celts from the British Isles and the Sami from Iceland. There are the pagans from Denmark and Germany. There are the healers from Italy and Spain and more, much more. Research that. I am of Filipino and Spanish ancestry. Both my parents were half Native and half Spanish. God has blessed their souls there in heaven now, in the sky. So with the conquerors and conquered blood in my veins, I'm always trying to reconcile, to find a balance in my life, to not do what some of my Spanish ancestors do. I strive to alleviate the atrocities and terror that they brought to many people around the world through music therapy, ritual, intuitive counseling, and much more. And I call upon my Spanish ancestors that were healers. Now take yourself back through time. Do you know the genealogy of your family? Do you have ancestry that caused harm to others? How do you work for healing the hurt they may have caused? For reparations? If you don't know, I invite you to research your ancestors because there are lots of things we can learn from them in the past that we can offer for transformation right here, right now. We are also here to honor our indigenous roots. So who are those ancestors that you have deep respect for? Who have guided you in your journey through life? Who have taught you ways that have been handed down through generations for future generations? What are their gifts that you carry and share with family, friends, this community? What do you do to give back to them? How do you show respect? So since the time we were advised to shelter at home and up till now, I've been coming up with creative ways in which I'm able to build webs of connection and serve my circles of community, where I'm not physically at the demonstrations or protests in the streets against racial and social injustice. I'm an at-risk person. So I see my musical spiritual path ahead to continue as culture bearer, song catcher, wisdom carrier in the capacity of an elder. I am so grateful to be able to share my syncretic Babaylan indigenous shamanic spiritual tradition blended in and woven with other earth-honoring ways and Buddhist, Taoist, and Hindu philosophies, again through healing music story. I invite others to join with me playing music, singing, and ceremony such as this. All are included and welcome. I'm grateful to BFUU, Berkeley Fellowship of Unitarian Universalists, for inviting me to be here with you today. I offer so much appreciation to my special guests, revered Olone Elder, Charlene, Eigen, Vasquez, the BFUU Choir, Joanne Wu, Phoebe Ann Sorgan, from my groups that I help direct, Vanessa Deza Hangad, for adding their beautiful voices in singing, Tess Oliva, for grounding us, Doug Chambers, for casting, and later on for opening Sacred Space, and Doug for the metta practice, Olivia Sali for the storytelling, and Charlene, Olivia, and Sri Devi Ramanathan for the readings of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Gratitude to our worship coordinator, Virginia Hollins Davidson, our Zoom host, Pakeya Melcher, our Zoom co-host, Sharon Huang Colligan, and last but not least, our slideshow manager extraordinaire, being only 11 years old, Eva Doucette. I say only because, wow, I wasn't doing this technology. Well, we didn't have it anyway. When I was 11, at least. Okay, so you may have heard this many times, and I would like to end with a Hopi elder's prophecy dated June 8, 2000, 20 years ago. We are the ones we've been waiting for. You have been telling people that this is the 11th hour. Now, you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community again and again. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for a leader. You are your own leader, your own authority. Then he clasped his hands together, smiled, and said, "This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel that they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly. No, the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore. Push off into the middle of the river. Keep our eyes open and our heads above the water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, 20 years ago and now, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey come to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for. Brahmi Salamat, many thanks for listening.